Broadcasting live from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida. Here is your host, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. Well, I hope you're having a fantastic time and I hope things are going extremely well. Today we have an interview with Brent E. Moore. And let me tell you a little bit about Brent. Brent is the executive director for the Children's Safety Village in Orlando, Florida. Now, I have to tell you, they do safety differently. Oh, yes, I did say safety differently. They do it from the approach that they want a child to understand how to be safe. And they have this whole facility here in Orlando that is gorgeous. And it is great on how they actually go about teaching children how to perform safe acts. Now, I'm not going to give you the whole spill on regards of what Brent covers during the interview. Let's listen to it here now on Safety FM.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
So I guess I will start off with what I normally ask most people. How did you get involved in this little ministry of ours? Because that's really what it boils down to. How did it start and how did it happen?
Well, it actually happened years ago when I was working for the local Parks and Recreation Division. We used to bring our summer camp children over to the Safety Village to take swim lessons. And since we were right next door, it was a very short trip, but we brought them out here for field trips to learn about water safety and to take swim lessons. And that's when I first met the executive director at the time. So over that course of, I would say maybe 7-8 years ago when we really started coming out here, that's how long it's been since I've known about the Children's Safety Village. Then the executive director, prior to my coming on board, I knew him from a youth initiative that I was running here in Central Florida. And they used to do the translation for us with our brochures and other marketing material. So if you think about it, I've had at least 7-8 years of first-hand knowledge about the Safety Village before I became the executive director in late 2017.
So let's touch on that for a moment. For people who might not be familiar with the Children's Safety Village, could you explain to them exactly what it is?
The Children's Safety Village is a 501c3 focused on child education related to safety. We have several buildings throughout our complex where we bring in field trips mostly, and we educate children on things like fire safety using our two-story fire safety house, where we have a smoke machine and also a hot door where they can touch it with the back of their hand and realize that it's hot, do not open the door. And that's all done through education by our Orange County Fire Rescue Department. We also have a working stoplight, working railroad crossing that we teach on pedestrian safety. Because unfortunately, Florida leads the country in pedestrian injuries and fatalities, so we want to teach them that. We have a indoor swimming pool. It's heated, and we teach water safety and swim lessons, because unfortunately, another unfortunate first for us is that we lead the country in unintentional drownings of children under the age of 5. We have classroom space, so we teach them about gun safety, bike and helmet safety. So we're educating children when they come out so that as they go through their daily lives, these are things that they could come upon and just walking down the street, stranger awareness, They need to be aware of what a stranger is. And we teach them that here at the Children's Safety Village.
Well, I have to tell you, I was out there a couple of weeks ago, and I'm amazed on how beautiful that complex is and the way that everything's kind of laid out. And that functional railroad crossing really surprised me at first when they activated it and I could actually see what was going on. And then you had your signal light, and just going throughout, you had like a gas station, some fast food restaurants. There was even like small electric cars that people were going, that had the opportunity to go around about. And I was really impressed on how it was laid out. And once I actually went into where the two-story building was, where you did the fire safety aspect, just how that was being able to be reenacted on how you could see the whole process in regards of, here's what you do, this is what could potentially happen. It was so impressive on how it was laid out. And you were saying that that you're doing it through a 503C, correct? So a lot of it's based on funding that you're receiving, correct?
That is correct. And, you know, in addition to getting some local support, of course, I write grants. We take donations. I currently have a Facebook page where, as you go onto that Facebook page to see what's happening out here at the village, you can make a donation. We have PayPal Give. We also have Amazon Smile. So for those listeners that aren't donating but use Amazon quite a bit, they can list the Children's Safety Village of Central Florida as their charity. And for every item that they purchase that qualifies, we get 5% of that. So that's an indirect way for somebody to help support us. But yeah, the layout is fantastic. And you know, this started way back in 1988, when the then sheriff Lawson Lamar had been reading an FBI article about a children's safety village over in Kansas, and he realized that, you know, Florida, especially Central Florida, unfortunately has a lot of the issues that other cities in this country do with regards to bike and helmet safety and water safety and pedestrian safety and gun safety. So he, along with some other community leaders, came up with the foundation as we have it now. And then they were looking for a place, and we found this place through the city of Orlando and leased it from them. And then they started construction on the buildings that we have, along with having that mini village. And that mini village has child-sized buildings. And then, yes, we have the electric cars that the children get to practice pedestrian safety with and traffic safety. And it's a great facility for us and located in an area that's usually on the main thoroughfare for most of the traffic. So we're not hidden, which is great. And we're you know, right downtown in Orlando.
Now, do people have to make appointments to come there if they want to kind of take a tour of the location, or how does that actually work?
Typically, Jay, we have field trips that come out. So me and my staff will contact schools or be contacted by schools. And it's not just public schools. It's private schools. It's charter schools. It's even homeschoolers nowadays. You wouldn't believe how many homeschool associations there are in the state of Florida. And they'll contact us as well as individuals and schedule a field trip. Now, for the individuals who want to come out here, and we're open Monday through Friday unless we have an event on the weekend, but for the individuals that want to come out here, say, for instance, they wanted to learn about fire safety and pedestrian safety, we are constantly having those programs out here. They're the most popular programs, and we have Orange County Fire Rescue come out and help us with fire rescue or with fire safety, and then we, with my staff and volunteers, conduct pedestrian class. We'll let the patrons know, hey, we have this class going on, and it's these two programs, and if you want to participate in those, here's the date and the time. Typically, we have field trips that start as early as 9:30 in the morning and run until about noon, and they get two programs, and it's a nominal fee of $5 per child.
Now, I want to tell you real quickly about an event that's actually taking place in Las Vegas, June the 4th through June the 6th. Bushco HPI will be presenting a human performance improvement practitioner class, which will actually gain you 3 CEUs from the University of Idaho. Now, this is actually taking place at the Tuscany Suites and Casino in Las Vegas. For more information, go to bushcohpi.com and go under events. That's bushco, HPI.com and go under events. So a few weeks ago on Safety FM, we ran a contest, and the contest was a giveaway of a free ad on the show. Or the winner of the contest was Isaac Robinson, and here is what he has requested for the ad to be. Safety professionals around the world trust ASSP for knowledge, skills, and networking. Through our emerging professional and occupational safety and health member community, we are developing the next generation of safety leaders and helping them develop the skills and knowledge they need to influence change. Visit ASSP.org/membership/community for more information. That's visit ASSP.org/membership/communities for more information. Isaac, thank you for entering the contest. And now back to our interview with Brent E. Moore here on Safety FM. That is awesome. That is awesome on how that whole thing works. I mean, just listening to how you describe it. And I really would tell people they really need to go to your website at childrensafetyvillage.org just to see some of the pictures and really come down and do the experience if you, you know, having the availability of being able to come in. Now, when you started with the Children's Safety Village, of course, you referenced earlier you were doing parks and recreations prior to that. What caused you to want to leave parks and recreation to go into this?
It was a great opportunity for me. Like I said, I've been familiar with the Safety Village because of previous employer allowing us to bring our kids over for swim lessons. While I was working with Orange County Parks, I also was the liaison with the division as it related to a youth initiative that in its apex had over 17,000 members. So having that experience and then coming over here to the Children's Safety Village to help educate children on everyday dangers was just a natural fit for me, working with a board of directors who helped me to do what we do. It's just a natural fit, and that's the reason why I came over.
And then right now, the Children's Safety Village has been around in Orlando for 25 years. That's correct?
That is correct. Celebrating our 25th year, which is a milestone for us, a milestone for any organization that's been in a community for that long. And we've educated thousands upon thousands of children who have come out here. We've also been able to educate through kind of osmosis a little bit some of the adults who come as chaperones and some of the teachers, because sometimes they need to, you know, refresher on how to properly cross the street and where to cross the street and what to do in an emergency situation. So, you know, they get a little bit more education and a little refresher whenever they come out on field trips.
No, and it was so impressive. And I know that I was able to, you know, to go around the whole thing and just watching the whole aspect of the water safety. And I was watching, there was the child that was being trained at the time when I was walking in there, and just how they were doing it in the environment, and there was somebody in the water with the child as the parents were actually watching. And it was just impressive on how they were doing it and the whole pattern itself. And I have been so impressed. I've told so many people about this thing ever since I went out there. And it's like, if you have a child, you need to go out there. Now, do you have any kind of like summer camp things or spring breaks, events that occur that children can go out there during those time frames?
We do. And as a matter of fact, spring break, we'll have a much smaller group of children that come out, and they'll have a whole week, and they learn about safety education during that course of the whole week. And then we have summer camp, which is usually the first 2 weeks once the children get out of school, where they get a lot more hands-on education as it relates to safety. And they've done everything from hands-only CPR to water safety, dangerous person awareness, gun safety. We'll have Eddie the Eagle come out in his costume to teach the children about gun safety. We get, because of our relationship with Orange County Parks, with relationship to other summer camps, we have them come out during the summer to learn about these things. But we also have a relationship with Orlando Police Department, Orange County Sheriff's Office, Orange County Fire Rescue, and Orlando Fire Department. And they perform a lot of services for us out here by way of coming out and educating the children on everything from the SWAT team to the mounted team to K-9 group, forensics, the sketch artists, bomb squad. The list goes on and on with those organizations that will send out their personnel to educate the children. So it's not like a traditional summer camp, but then again it is, but they get more safety education in those 2 weeks, and they have a little fun too, than most kids may get over the course of a semester or half a semester when they come out on field trips.
But the whole thing is that whole practical application that you're providing there to the children that are able to go back and say, okay, we can use this if we do have an event that occurs. I mean, it's such a different approach than anything else that I've seen. So if people want to know more information about the village, what do they need to do?
If they want to know more information about the Safety Village, they need to go to our website, which is www.childrensafetyvillage.org. And children is singular, so just no S. And then they can see all the things that we do out here. They can also go to our Facebook page. And on our Facebook page, we like to put a lot of the information about events and programs that we offer so that people can see that and then also get involved if they're so inclined.
Well, Brent, I do appreciate you coming on to Safety FM.
Jay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And if anybody ever wants to stop by, just go to our website. They can send me an email. Be more than happy to work with them.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
SafetyFM.com.
Could you imagine changing the derogatory incorrect information on your credit report by a click of a button? How would that make you feel? What if I told you this one book could change your credit history forever? The best part? It's yours, absolutely free. Go to issueswithcredit.com. No gimmicks, no information required. Just click on the link and download. Issueswithcredit.com. We're here to help.
Hi, everybody. Todd Conklin. I know lots of you get your information while you drive down the road or sit on planes or sit in meetings and look interested. And now you should know that three of my books are available for your listening pleasure on Audible. With the help of Jay Allen and Safety FM, we've produced three of the books: Workplace Fatalities, The Five Principles of Human Performance, and my very first book, Simple Revolutionary Acts, and they're available now where you get audiobooks.